You've probably heard the trope, tough times don't last, tough people do. It might sound like a cliche, but when it comes to Stephen Hoppe, it's pretty true. The Mesa firefighter's birth resulted in some hearing loss, a leg injury ended his football career, and while he was being treated for a motorcycle crash, it was discovered he had cancer. But after 5 rounds of chemo and not long after being declared cancer-free, Hoppe pushed his body even further. He applied to be a competitor on NBC's The Titan Games, which pits competitors in head-to-head challenges designed by Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. If you saw the show, Hoppe didn't win. The 38-year-old firefighter went up against a 22-year-old college senior named Bridger Buckley.
Now, the 250-pound ball and chain. We know it's about strength, but we've learned it's just as much about technique.
And Stephen Hoppe grabs it with one arm, and he is dragging it across the arena. This guy survived 5 months of chemotherapy. There's no chance he's quitting now. Now Bridger's going to try and dig out that relic. Now Hoppy's right there. Bridger Buckley has the relic, and he is locking it in. So close, but Bridger Buckley is your next Titan!
But Hoppe says the challenge was well worth it. I sat down with him recently to talk more about his life and what it's really like to be on reality TV.
It was interesting because when you first get there, you know, you expect, I guess you make things bigger than what they really are. We showed up, we go to registration, check in, they give us all the stuff. We have to go, obviously, to go see the doctor, do a EKG, physical, stuff like that. And then the next morning, you met down at the lobby at 9 o'clock. They had you set up in groups. You got on the van, and then you went to the facility. So everything was top secret. We didn't know where we were going. They didn't really tell us what we were doing until like 5 days before we flew in.
What exactly the events would be?
What the combine was all about.
Sure,
so for me, it was just going back to the basics, Olympic lifts, and just keep on doing what I do for the fire department, which was, you know, training, you know, kind of skills course type stuff already.
Was this really a hard thing? Was it as challenging as you thought it was going to be?
It was definitely challenging. You know, there's some guys in there that were strongmen that were deadlifting like 800 pounds. And then you had Olympians that were track runners. So, like, you're, like, thinking, like, where do I fall in this? Because I'm not a strong man. I'm not a track runner Olympian. They're having us do different things. I'm not a ninja warrior that can hang for days.
Yeah.
So you just try to find your balance and just who you are. You got to go with what your strong suits are and just kind of go after it, and that's all you can.
So did you get to meet The Rock?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We all got to meet him, whether it was 10, 15 seconds or 10 minutes. So
pretty cool.
He did come into the tent and gave us, you know, the pep talk and, you know, in the competitor's tent. But he's a pretty busy man on set.
So this isn't, though, obviously the first big challenge that you faced in your life. You've been through quite a bit, starting with literally when you were born, right?
Correct. So when I was born, as soon as I came out, they knew there was something wrong. And my mom didn't even get to see me. So I went straight to intensive care. They gave me probably 3 days that I may survive. I had some kind of respiratory issue where something wasn't closing, where I wasn't able to breathe on my own. And they didn't know, I don't know what it is till this day, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm still here today, so fighter from the beginning, so.
Yeah, and you were an ASU football player, like you mentioned, and ended up kind of injuring out of the sport. Did that totally derail your life plans?
Yeah, so, you know, with me, I was a walk-on. I was headed in the right direction. Mike Carney, who was the fullback at the time, he ended up going in the fourth round, I think, in the NFL and played 6-7 years in the NFL and had a good career. So, I'd like to say that even though we're two separate type of fullbacks, that I would have possibly made it and had a good career. And but from that time when I found out that, you know, this could happen, you know, I geared everything towards it, you know, as far as my career goes. You know, things didn't work out to my plans, so it was a struggle.
But then, I mean, this isn't the end of it, right? Like, you also are a cancer survivor, and you were diagnosed after, it sounds like, a pretty serious motorcycle accident.
Yeah, I was riding my motorcycle from training to, we do medical exams every year, to the hospital to help with that part of the light duty work. And on my way over to the hospital, a random person made a left-hand turn in front of me and laid my bike down, ended up hitting it, going over the top of the car and landing in the middle of the intersection. And from there, it was just kind of one of those freak things where I got lucky. End up going to the emergency room. The doctor does an EKG, does an x-ray on me, and he's like, oh, you're good to go. I'm like looking around, I'm like, no, I want a CT done on my thoracic. Oh, you don't need that, you're fine. So the doc finally agrees to it, comes back an hour later, and he's like, sometimes we find things that aren't related to, you know, what just happened. He finally said, you know, I think you may have some type of lymphoma.
Right.
And I was diagnosed with stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma, and November 12th or 16th was my first round of chemo.
When were you declared cancer-free, I guess?
July of 2017, I was considered no active cancer in my body.
So just like a year ago or so?
Yep, yeah.
And then, you know, a year later, you're competing with The Rock on national television.
Yeah.
So now you're a Mesa firefighter. You've been through all of this. Why did you want to do this show? Why did you want to go on TV and compete in this high level and tell your story?
I'm a father now, so every opportunity that I have to lead by example, to show them that, you know, no matter what you do, if you really want it, you can get it. And then the other side of it is, you know, to help other people. It's not just me. I've been very quiet about my life experiences. I've been through a lot. My family's been through a lot. But the biggest thing is to get out there in the world, especially nowadays. It just seems society is really in a negative aspect of where they're going and where society's going. It's very seems always so negative, so negative, so negative. I just want to bring something out there that's positive, that life isn't going to be easy. Life is challenging. Life is struggles. Life is ups and downs. You're going to have your highs. You're going to have your lows. But, you know, no matter how low you go, there's always an upside to it. If I can just be a positive influence on just somebody or help somebody get through the day because they see my story and see that, okay, I can beat this or I can overcome these obstacles, no matter how small it is or how big it is, you got to stay positive and you got to enjoy life when you can and as much as you can and just go out there and do it. Get after it.
All right, that's Stephen Hoppe. He's a Mesa firefighter and one of the competitors on NBC's The Titan Games. Stephen, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.